This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. An Atlanta institution is shutting its doors for good this weekend. The Zesto restaurant on Ponce de Leon Avenue has been sold. As WABE's John Lawrence reports, the diner will be missed.
Customer Roy Collins was in the parking lot of the Zesto about 15 minutes before it opened on Tuesday.
I've been a Zesto's customer since a small child, so just thought I'd come by and grab one more NBC before they closed.
NBC, or Nut Butter Cluster, is one of the restaurant's best-known desserts, but that's not all they're famous for. Winston Lett has been cooking on this grill inside the Zesto on Ponce for 7 years, but he's been a customer all his life.
I love my steak burgers, and I love the turkey burger. We can do this all day, you know that. I can go down the list and tell you stuff I love at Zesto.
Jeanette Holcomb has sold those burgers and ice cream at this and other Zesto locations since 1980. She was shocked when she heard the news.
I call it my home, and I know everybody here. I cry like a baby, and I'm just sad, that's all.
Ellen Roberts manages the Zesto on Ponce. She's been at that location for 23 years. She found out it was closing last week.
It's a business deal, you know, and with business, things happen. You know, changes are made every day.
English Shantae Gibson sees her coworkers and others as family.
I want to make sure I keep in contact with everybody, emails, you know, addresses and stuff like that, especially the customers.
Those customers will now have to choose one of five other Zesto locations, and the employees at the Ponce location may transfer to one of those as well. John Lawrence, WABE News.
John Lawrence joins us now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Sure, my pleasure.
And it's quite an appetizer given it's lunchtime. You know, some of these employees, John, sound like they are really going to miss the business.
Yeah, because I was speaking to, you know, a handful of the people there, and one or two of them actually almost started breaking out into tears. I almost felt kind of sad, you know, because this is, you know, it's not a hard news story. It's just a restaurant that's closing. But for some of these people, it meant a lot. And especially, we heard a little clip from that Jeanette Holcomb. You know, she'd been there for 30 plus years. You know, she says she's retiring, but she was certainly someone in particular that the news hit her kind of hard.
Going to close. I've been in him for 34 years, and I don't know how to take it. I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
And I've been here so long, and I don't know. I just don't know.
Do you think you'll go to a different Zesto?
No, I'm going to retire.
Retire?
Yeah, I done said that, told them that. And I'm just going to, I'm 67 years old, and I've been here 34 years, and I'm just going to rest.
Very. What, I mean, you work here this long, you must have loved it. What do you love about this place?
Everything. They're not nothing that, I love everything about it. And they're not nothing, but I love it, and that's it.
Three and a half, almost, decades out of 67 years. John, that's a big chunk of that woman's life. This is life-changing stuff.
Definitely. I mean, obviously I'm not old enough to have worked that long at a place, but my goodness, yeah, if that's what you've done for, you know, all those years, what do you do after that? That's just, that's what she woke up and she, and the other, some of the others there were like, you know, this is what I've been doing for most of my adult life. And so, yeah, obviously that's a big thing for some of those people there.
Doing a little research before our conversation today, I discovered to my amazement that Zesto is not an Atlanta original. It actually came along right at the end of the Second World War in Missouri.
Yes, and actually I didn't know that either. I moved here from Pittsburgh in 2000, and my apartment was the one I used to live at that time, was on Lindbergh, and there's where that one Zesto is. Well, that's one of the locations that's still going to be there. And there's a laundromat next door to it. So, you know, whenever I first moved here, I didn't have a washing machine or anything like that. So I went up there and would do my laundry, and I went over there, and that was the first time I ever had a hot dog with coleslaw on it at the Zesto. I was like, my goodness.
What a delicacy.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that. Yeah. I just put sauerkraut on it, you know, being a Yankee transplant.
Yeah, but, and then there's the Chubby Decker.
The Chubby Decker, yes, and all their ice creams. You know, you can stop 10 people, and you'll get 10 different answers about what their favorite ice cream or milkshake from Zesto is.
So what is going up in place of this location of Zesto on Ponce de Leon Avenue?
Yes, it's a new place called Cookout. It will be a new place called Cookout Restaurant, and they're going to serve stuff like burgers and milkshakes. So it's probably somewhat similar to food-wise. You know, people can determine if it tastes better. But burgers, milkshakes, and so forth, and they're going to be opening one there. There's already one on Moreland Avenue, and some others throughout the metro Atlanta area are scheduled to come out in the future.
So for those with an attachment to the actual space, the building, is it going to remain?
Yes, that's what the early indications are, that it'll still be the building there that's currently there on Ponce. What was your favorite thing at Zesto?
Oh, my, it has to be the Chubby Decker.
Yeah.
I must admit, to keep myself somewhat in shape, I don't visit Zesto very often, but when I do, a Chubby Decker and a vanilla shake.
Very cool.
The breakfast of champions. John Lawrence, thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you.
For more information and to listen to this story again, you can visit us at wabe.org.